Good morning, everyone. Welcome along. Good to see you back. Marvelous Monday. Wealth Coffee Chat, back at it. A few of the early birds here, which is awesome. James is in the house. Morning, Fritz. He's here too. Good to see you, crew. Thanks for joining. Good to have you. While things are warming up, while things are getting going, we'll do the intros as we regularly do. Jason Witten is my name. Most of you know that, though. And if you don't, then now you do. There you go. What do we do here? You may have found us accidentally or even on purpose. Fantastic to have you along. Each weekday, we get together. We have a bit of a chat, a bit of a talk, a bit of a wealth coffee chat, matter of fact. Grab a coffee and just talk about the world of property investing and what's going on. Keep an eye on the media. Keep an eye on the mayhem. Keep an eye on the politicians. Keep an eye on ourselves about how we're thinking, what we're doing, how we're behaving. Because if you hang around here a bit, you'll get to know that we've got a couple of sayings around here. This thing's a marathon, not a sprint. It takes time to build a property portfolio. Most of you know that. And if you don't, I've been coaching property investors well over 20 years, and I'm here to tell you, I've seen well over 10,000 properties purchased by my clients, and it takes a bit of time, folks. It takes a bit of time. It is certainly worth it. Those I see sticking with the plan over a 15 to 20 year period get some fantastic outcomes. Amazing, mind blowing, actually. But it takes time to get there. It does take time to get there. A lot of people lose their way. So that's what I thought we would do each morning. Weekdays, check in, keep us on track, keep ourselves on track, keep ourselves accountable to the goal that we set. So there you go. If you're new, give us a shout out in the chat, say hello, and let us know where you are. Where are you in the world today? That'd be cool to hear from you about what's going on. Wherever you are, I hope you're well. I hope everything's good for you. You know, plenty going on out there in the world of property and growth in the marketplace. And I thought maybe this week we might do a little bit of a deep dive into a couple of different states because, you know, there's, hey, awesome. Fantastic to have you along. You're in Brizzy, which is fantastic. Good to see. Only up the road, just up the road from me. I thought we might dive into a few different states this week and just talk about what's going on, you know. Is it still worth investing in places that have had some growth? Hey, good morning, Luke. And, you know, how you're building your portfolio and those sorts of things. So let's dive in this morning. You know, is Brisbane still a good place to invest? You know, or is any area, any spot still worth investing in? There you go. Brisbane hits 800,000 in its first time ever for its median price. Mason. Oh, there you go. You're in the UK. Fantastic. Good to have you joining us, Mason. Thanks, mate. Good to see you. Living in Ballarat. That's a really interesting one, isn't it? I'm coming to you live from the Gold Coast. You're in the UK, but you live in Ballarat. I love that. I love the age of the internet, the age of live streaming, the age of, you know, devices. In that way, you can stay connected in the right way, I reckon. But anyway, let's have a bit of a look. Everyone gives me a bit of shit about my Australia drawings, but I'll have another go. They're pretty average looking, but you know, you get the gist, right? And Canberra's somewhere in the middle here, right? You know what's going on in the marketplace. You know, we've had some growth. You know, we're getting some growth in Western Australia. You know, Victoria's gone a bit flat. You know, New South Wales is going up a bit. You know, SA, whatever. Look, actually, this one's going down a bit. That one's gone down. So, you know, we're getting some growth in certain markets, and let's talk about Brisbane, Queensland today. Is it still worth investing in a market that's gone up? You know, now we've got Brisbane at a record high of $800,000 for a, you know, median house price. You know, is it over? Is it done? You know, that's it. We're out. We should go somewhere else. And the answer is, well, maybe, but let's check the data. Let's check the facts. Let's check, you know, what's going on before you either invest or get out of a market or not choose to invest in a market. So we're going to have a little look at that today. Couple of things when we talk about investing And how do we check out a market? How do we check out things that are worth looking at? And there's three big drivers in the world of economics, and then I'll break them down into a few others. But what are the three big drivers, folks? If you're sitting there right now at home, what are the three big drivers of property, of values, of economic prosperity in a state, an area, a city? Chuck them in the chat if you want to play along at home or wherever you are right now. What are the drivers? There's three big ones, and there's some other subsets of those drivers, which often accelerate some things, but they are known as pie. I'll give you a bit of a cheat sheet. There you go. Boom. Luke is onto it. Population, where people are moving to or wanting to live. Population. You've got infrastructure. Infrastructure and employment. Employment. They are the three big drivers when it comes to the world of economics, a place where, you know, a place where we can have a look at the money, where it flows, and the people, where it flows. And a subset of those things will drive growth, will drive rent growth, will drive property growth. Okay. What are the three subsets in here that are also responsible for some things as we go along? Well, those are the subsets or the sub. So interest rates. So chuck it in the chat if you want. So interest rates, supply and demand, and politics, folks. Politics. Or probably more, what would we say? Not politics, but the policies. Policies is probably it. So there's three big drivers: population, infrastructure, like, you know, like lots of spending, really, at the end of the day, infrastructure spending, and then employment. Can people get jobs? Can people get jobs? Now, if those three things are happening, there's plenty of work, there's plenty of jobs, lots of spending happening, and population is growing, then the rest of them, supply and demand and policies, you know, help accelerate things maybe or decelerate things into the future. Brizzy hits the 800, you know, let's have a look at, you know, how it fares compared to the rest of the country. Interestingly enough, you know, it's cracking ahead of Melbourne, even Canberra. I didn't even realize that. But anyway, there you go. So at this moment in time, number one, Sydney. Number two, Brisbane. Median house price. So that's pretty interesting when it comes to, can it go further? Will it push? You know, the question is on everyone's lips. And the answer is yes, it will, absolutely, 100%. You know, and why? Well, population booming. Population in Brisbane or the southeast Queensland is on a rocket ship trajectory. It is the fastest growing state in Australia. Often what happens, folks, what have we got? What happens in the world of migration or immigration when I'm going to draw my little dodgy Australia map again. All right, let's have a look at this. What's the number one and number two? Folks, tell me in the chat. Number one and number two destinations for immigration. Now, we've got, you know, record immigration from overseas, record overseas immigration. What are the two locations? What are the two destinations? Record destinations in Australia where the new migration usually lands. Put that in the chat for me. Because what happens in Australia, or has happened in the past and continues to happen now, there's two places that our immigration, the majority of immigration lands. You know, 350,000 folks came into the country in the last 12, 18 months, whatever that might be. And the majority of places that those people have chosen to go to first off is Sydney and Melbourne. Okay, Sid and Melbourne. And when you put in the student market and things like that, Well, that has a bit of a tilt towards, actually, Melbourne, okay? So, but the question is, where internally, so a lot of people move into the big cities, but then they move internal migration, interstate, what's the number one state that receives the majority of the internal migration? Well, we get a lot of people moving from the southern states to Brisbane or to the southeast Queensland. You know, the capital city is Brisbane, but it goes all the way from the Sunshine Coast down to the Gold Coast as you go and have a look at the city. And, you know, the population projection is on quite a nice trajectory upwards, you know, up to 3.5 million people. Imagine adding another million people in an area over the next, let's say, 15 years, you know, close to 2024 up to 2040. That will explode it. Now, this is an interesting thing, right? If you're sitting here right now and you're starting out your property investing journey, you know, where are your properties going to be? What's that population? What's the income? What's the infrastructure? What's the attractiveness of that city in 15 years' time? Well, you can sit here right now and you can see for a fact what's going on in the city as it grows and as the Olympics brings billions and billions and billions of dollars to that market. So $18 billion of infrastructure. So population booming, infrastructure booming, and employment, big tick in the box. Big tick when it comes to what's going on, right? And if you have a look at, you know, vacancy rates and so on, they're quite low in the state as well. $25 billion in infrastructure to be spent before 2031. $5 billion in transport, which is pretty crazy, pretty interesting when you have a look at this. Now, if you want to check out the infrastructure, you can go to Queensland's budget just recently and have a look at the big build, all right? Queensland budget update 23-24. They've got an $89 billion. $89 billion, folks. That's B with a billion. There we go. B with a billion. That's a lot of dough, ladies and gents. That's a lot of dough going on. A four-year capital program. Now, you know, we all know budget sometimes can get taken off, but you have a look at this right now. You go $89 billion record four-year capital program. So Queensland into a record program. 58,000 jobs. 58,000 jobs, folks. So we've got booming population, number one population in the country when it comes to internal growth. We've got infrastructure, huge amounts of dollars, billions and billions and billions of dollars being invested in the state. And then, you know, a pretty firm jobs growth when it comes to those infrastructure projects and also what's coming, all right, what's coming. And you have a bit of a look in here. You can go through and have a look at all the other bits and pieces. You know, there's some regional jobs, which is fantastic as well. You know, Greater Brisbane, 38,000 jobs in the regions. You know, fantastic. And you have a bit of a look. I like this. I like the idea of having an understanding of what might be spent where. We all know that it might not go ahead. Some of those projects already, the Gabba up in Brisbane has been shelved as a project. However, a lot of the other projects are still going ahead. So there you go. Massive amount of infrastructure. Big population and plenty of jobs, folks, plenty of jobs. So, you know, is Brisbane still worth investing in? And there's some of the largest workforces up in Brisbane as well. Healthcare, retail, trade, education. So, you know, some big industries. And then the construction jobs are expected to boom as these next, you know, 5-8 years leads up to the 2032 Olympics. You know, you get to 2032, get all these billions of dollars spent, 2032, and then you're forecasting out to 2040. It feels like a long, long time, doesn't it, 2040? But it's only around the corner. Gee, I tell you what, that is scary how quick time moves. What's the challenge, though, or what's the challenge on the flip side? We've talked about this before, you know, approvals down, okay? largest dip in approvals in the country of recent times. Actually, that's the old one from 2019. It's the same. Here we go. Oh, this is interesting. Actually, I put it in there. The supply chain issues, folks, was already happening before COVID. Just so we're all clear, we had a massive downturn in 2017 and 18 when APRA came along and decided to be turkeys. It really poleaxed our supply chain, and that's continued to this day. Other than this 2026 little bit here, you know, from a high down to a low. Down to a low, folks. And if you have a look at Brizzy, you know, we've got very little supply coming through in the next couple of years when it comes to completed properties coming to market as we go. So what's the takeaway, team? What's the takeaway for Brisbane? Well, if you have a look at the population, it's on an upward trajectory, big tick. If you have a look at infrastructure, you know, upward trajectory, big tick, 88 billion dollars, you know, record population growth, and then employment, plenty of jobs, you know, in the thousands, you know, tens of thousands of jobs over the next decade when it comes to those things. Supply and demand. Well, supply is down and demand is up, which means growth. When you have a look at the other ones, the policies or politics, the politicians, you know, I would call that neutral. Queensland hasn't gone as loony as the Victorian government, the great grotty grab, the great grotty tax grab that the Victorians have done. You know, and, you know, they're chasing people out of town, really. Money's leaving that state, which is sad. They're brain dead. And then, you know, they're really, you know, sucking the life out of some of the locals, to be honest. But, you know, that will change, I can tell you, when the government changes. And the only thing right now sitting here, which is the known but hasn't changed yet, is the interest rates. Interest rates are up but flat. And when they go down, which is kind of late 24, 25, then the market will kick off again. Anyway, there you go. A little bit of a talk conversation about, you know, Queensland in general, and, you know, is Brisbane and surrounding areas still worth investing in? The answer is yes, folks. The answer is yes. Plenty of positive economic indicators that Queensland will continue to be a very solid state to invest your money and get good returns in. That's for sure. That's for sure. Hopefully that was useful this morning. A few little bibs and bobs there. Edmund said, hey, you think it's worth investing in the Ipswich area? It's a good growth area for sure, Edmund, depending on what you're looking at investing in. But do your research and, you know, it comes down to, you know, the neighborhood, the style of property and the returns that you're looking to achieve. But yeah, mate, for sure. It depends on your budget. Depends on your budget as well. All right. Depends on your budget. You know, if you've got a $500,000 to $700,000 budget, you might be choosing, you know, areas that fit that budget. If you've got a better budget than $700,000, then, you know, I would look in better places, Edmund. Depends on your budget, mate. Yep. No problem. Beck, do I think it'll stagnate? No, I don't think it'll stagnate at all, Beck. But certainly once that infrastructure's in, then that's when the city starts to, you know, really, you know, bubble and get a bit of momentum on its own. And it already has momentum on its own as well. But it's an attractive place. Brisbane's growing up. It's turning into a real proper city. You know, it will end up having some pretty significant value along the way. But what does happen, Beck, and we learned this in the mining world, is sometimes there's certainly in smaller places, in smaller towns, in smaller cities, if there's a large workforce in place for a certain amount of infrastructure and that workforce leaves, they leave town, certainly mining towns were like these places like Gladstone and Mackay and Rockhampton and Moranbah and Port Hedland and Karratha and places like that, where there was a quite a large amount of money put in to create the infrastructure, and then people left town, and the locals who had local jobs couldn't afford those prices or those rents, and those values went down. So I don't believe that'll happen in the Olympics infrastructure. You know, the amount of people, let's say 50,000 people have jobs, you know, there's 4 million people in the city. Do you know what I mean? Even though I don't think they're all going to leave town either. You know what I mean? So, yeah, there you go. Good questions. Good questions. Great to chat this morning, folks. That's it from me. Wealth Coffee Chat done and dusted. Join me again tomorrow if you're up for it, around about 10 past 8. Until then, you guys take care. Be good. Bye for now. See you, folks.